Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
All right, we are about to start texting with Megan here. Her daughter is a flower girl in her cousin's upcoming wedding, but Megan here has a problem. The flower girl dress is too revealing for Megan here, and she wants our help to text. Hey, Megan.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Good, thank you. All right, so tell us about the wedding, tell us about the dress, yes. Telling us about the beef and why you need our help.
Thank you. I do need your help. My cousin's getting married in a few weeks, and it's all very exciting. It's going to be a really big wedding, and I'm honored that they want my little girl to be in the wedding. And she's super excited. The problem is that, like you said, the dress that they gave me for her fits, but it's like for an adult sexy woman, like it's so inappropriate as a child's dress.
Ew.
Yeah. And like it's super low cut, and it's just, you know, I cannot let my daughter wear this to the wedding. She's only 5 years old.
All right, so Megan did us a solid. She sent us a photo of what the top of the dress looks like. So the bottom part, she said in her email, was flowy, but the top part of the dress is a low V cut, and then it has a mesh in between. So that's what it looks like on an adult woman, but that's what like the top of the dress is going to look like for her 5-year-old. This low V with mesh in the middle, which is complimentary to the bridesmaids' dresses, but obviously makes her feel some sort of way, and I get it.
So she sent this dress to us via email, and I'm looking at it right now, and obviously I have one question. Does this model have an OnlyFans? Is that off topic? Was that out loud?
Yeah, it was out loud, it was very off topic. Okay. Let's get back to the flower girl dress, please.
Yeah, okay, all right. So this seems, under no circumstance, and I don't consider myself a very conservative person, under no circumstance should a 5-year-old be wearing a dress like this, right?
It's wildly inappropriate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what a weird hill to die on if we text the bride and she puts up a fight. You know what I mean? Like, no, in no circumstance should a minor be wearing this outfit.
All right, so you got the dress, she tries it on, and you're like, absolutely not. Have you had conversations with the bride? Have you tried to, like, Have you tried to delicately let her know, like, maybe this isn't so much our style?
Yes, I have. I talked to my mom about it, and because this is her oldest sister's little girl, and she did not want me to say anything. And I thought that was really bad advice because, like I said, she's not wearing this. I want her to be in the wedding. I want it to match. I want my cousin to have just the best, most special day. But there comes a point when you have to be a parent, and that's where I'm at. So I texted my aunt and I texted my cousin. Neither one of them have responded.
Yeah.
That I just wanted to talk about it. And I had a few ideas because basically I'm going to have to get it altered if they want to go with the stress.
Yeah. It's her day, but it's your values. And
yes,
if this doesn't match up with your family values and you can't do it, I'm just really curious what the, bridesmaid dresses are going to look like. If this is,
oh my God.
If this is the warm up,
if this is for the flower girl, my God. I think you're completely and totally within your rights to say something about this. And she is absolutely going to take this personally. It's her special day, after all, and everybody should cater to her every need. So she's going to be offended. She's going to be offended that you think it's sexual, especially on a 5-year-old. So I don't anticipate this going well.
Oh, you mean us texting a bride in the throes of wedding planning and telling her that she's got hoochie mama taste for a 5-year-old? You don't think that's going to go over well?
Right.
I'm with Abby. I think this will be an odd hill to die on, but it's certainly a hill I'm sure we're going to have to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, we might have to call CPS on this woman.
Right?
This is wild.
Should be a no-brainer.
All right. Give us a couple of seconds here, Megan. When we come back, we will start texting your cousin and talk about this very problematic flower girl dress that is way too revealing, way too.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Revealing. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting Megan's cousin. Megan came to us because she's happy for her cousin. She's got an upcoming wedding, and Megan's daughter is going to be one of the flower girls, but the dress that her cousin wants to put Megan's daughter in is ridiculously inappropriate for a 5-year-old. Kristen explained it before.
It's scandalous. So the dress has like this deep V, and then there's mesh in the middle. And, you know, for the bridesmaids or for an adult, it can be a lovely dress. But for a 5-year-old, it's giving inappropriate. And Megan, as the mom, is like, I'm not comfortable with my 5-year-old daughter wearing this deep V mesh dress. It's just absolutely not. She's reached out to her mom. Her mom said, don't say anything because it's her sister's daughter that's getting married. And she actually reached out to her aunt and to her cousin, and nobody is responding. So now she's just ready to put her foot down and be like, yeah, my daughter's not wearing this dress. Sorry, not sorry. I do want to throw this out there, though. What scares me more than talking to mothers and mother-in-laws is talking to brides and brides-to-be. Like, this is going to be a hard putt for sure. So I'm wondering if you just don't say anything and you get the dress altered and she shows up in the altered dress and it is what it is and she's just going to have to deal.
And then when she's like, what did you do to the dress? You act shocked. Be like, oh, I thought you realized you wouldn't want my 5-year-old's boobs out at your wedding.
Seriously.
That's a great idea.
I do feel like this type of dress would be an easy fix to make it more modest. Like if you just take it to a seamstress and have them put like a nude layer of fabric, then if she questions it at all, it's not like you changed the look of the dress. You just say, yeah, my daughter's boobs weren't going to be hanging out while she's walking down the aisle.
Megan, I'm just trying to test out how far you're willing to take this. Do you feel so strongly about this that you are willing to pull your daughter from the honor of being the flower girl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's important info right there.
That's like a last straw.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, these are, I totally understand. Look, I don't know anything about dresses, but in the dress that you sent us via email, absolutely not should a 5-year-old be wearing that. No way.
Thank you.
No way.
Yes.
Okay, so where do we start? How close are you to your cousin? I'm assuming fairly close, right?
Yeah, fairly close. I never thought about just doing it without talking to her because it is her wedding, but that is an idea.
Well, then we'd be wasting our time right now.
I mean, honestly, that's the quickest way because what is she going to do day off of? Like, kick her out? Nothing. She's just going to have to live with it.
I mean, we could do that.
That's a valid point.
You could even, like, get more fabric from the dressmaker, kind of like Abby said, and have that used as well. So then it's all matching, all from the same dressmaker, just covering up that cleavage, and you just slip it in under the radar.
Yeah, I think this is would be a very short texting tutor for sure. And I think the drama for us is finding out on Monday what happens when you come with when you go to the wedding with the altered dress. But that's definitely an option right there, man.
Can I be honest? I do want to hear the bride's reasoning. Like, if she is going to put up a fight for getting it altered, like, I do wonder what this grown woman would say in defense of not getting the modesty piece of fabric in there.
I agree. I'm interested, and it would be good radio, but you know how I care about the people, Megan. Here's the thing, though, is if we even start texting about that, then it's a calculated thing for Megan to do after her cousin has already said, don't alter it or don't do anything to it. And she shows up with it. Now you got a real family problem. If she just shows up, that's a different question.
It's a family problem. But then at the wedding, if she throws a, I doubt the bride is even going to notice. Like, you've got so much going on. That's
She's going to notice.
Oh, hell.
It is a blink of a day.
You don't always see the people going down the aisle beforehand. No? I mean, the bride's made sure, but if you're partying, I'm very hard pressed to believe the flower girl will come by. But for my wedding, it's me and the bridesmaids were sequestered in a room while everyone else started going down the aisle. Then we went out one by one. So I guess it depends. Are you getting married in a church or a private venue? But not everybody sees the flower girl.
I was the one that did. But we got it. I mean, it was still a private venue. And she came in because she got her hair done at the same time as us. And so I got to see Harper before she walked down the aisle.
I have a feeling we're going to get her reaction one way or the other. Either going to get it now or we're going to get it at the wedding. She's going to react.
Can you imagine though, like you see an altered dress on the bride's or the flower girl and in front of your entire family, you're like, how dare you cover up that child in an appropriate way for a wedding?
That's
what I'm trying to, is she going to say that?
Well, because appropriate for Megan here and for the rest of the world is going to be very different than appropriate for the bride, or she wouldn't have suggested it in the first place.
I feel like when it comes to children, there are a very clear set of rules. Like,
she's already sent it, so we already know.
Yeah, and we got to think about the fallout here, too, because clearly the bride is dumb enough to think that's appropriate on a child, which tells me she doesn't have children of her own, because I think once you have kids, you're like, oh, I get it a little more, even though you should get it anyway. But the problem is with somebody like that, if we're like, hey, we want to change this, she's going to kick the flower girl out of the wedding. And now you've got a 5-year-old who's being uninvited from this prominent role in a wedding. The bride just sounds like an idiot. Honestly.
Here's what I really think we should do. And I don't think we've ever done this before. I do think showing up to the wedding with the altar dress is the way you go. Kind of surprise her with that. But I think the texting tutor comes on Monday when she hits you back and she clearly is upset, or Tuesday whenever she hits you back and asks you why you did that. That's when we join the text and help you through that conversation.
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, we've never done that before. You guys down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel, Megan, is because Cassie brings up a good point about, I am sure your daughter is super excited about being a flower girl.
So excited.
Yeah, I remember when I asked my niece and I gave her the little basket with the petals, and she was practicing leading up to the wedding. Like, it's a big deal for her. So
it's huge. Yeah, she's so excited.
Yeah. And so if you text and then the bride pulls a bridezilla moment and she's like, fine, then she's not in the wedding. And now your daughter's going to miss out, and her little heart's just going to be broken and devastated.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen. I want to be diplomatic. I want to be fair. I want to have the semblance of the dress without the huge cleavage space. Yeah.
I think that's the way to go. We've never done this before, but if that's what you're willing to do, we can record with you early next week if she's all fired up about it.
Okay. That works.
We down with that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, kind of anticlimactic today, but I promise we'll make it up to you guys next week. All right, Megan, good luck with the wedding, and let us know how it goes on Monday, and then we'll do it, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, bye now. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I really am kind of dying to see what the bride's dresses look like. If that's for the 5-year-old, this is going to be, this is skankapalooza.
It's some wedding. One I might want to go to.
Seriously.
All the single guys out there are like, we need a wedding crash this wedding. Where is it located?
The Burt Show.
Kristen and I are having different conflicts when it comes to parenting this weekend, but they are conflicts nonetheless.
My son, Jimmy, who is 4, is playing in his final baseball game of the season. His rookie year is coming to a close.
His 4-game rookie season? It was 4 games, right?
So we missed the first game because it was his birthday, and we had a birthday party planned. And then they moved the spring break game because there weren't enough kids in town to play. And then we did miss another game for another reason. And then we went to the last game, but he refused to play and just sat in the dugout the entire time. Didn't step foot onto the field. Not for warm-ups, not to bat, not to go out in the field.
Just for 1 second, for comedic reasons, let's try to translate this to Major League Baseball and adults.
Okay.
All right, Austin Riley. They call up Austin Riley because they got a game on Friday. The Braves do. And he's like, you know what? His mom picks up the phone and says, I'm sorry, Austin's not going to be able to make the game, Braves. Snitker. Yeah. He's got a birthday party on Friday night, so I'm sorry, you guys are going to have to play the game without him.
To be fair, Austin Riley's getting paid a lot more than Jimmy from Small Balls is.
Baseball is baseball.
Yep, and then I'm sure it happens all the time, too, where they get a text message saying, hey, sorry, going to be 5 minutes late. We went to the wrong field.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani's mom probably did that. What was the second one?
So spring break, there weren't enough people in town. So we had to push the game from Saturday to the following Wednesday.
Right. So the Yankees are playing this weekend, and they have to call the opposing team and go, hey, you know what? We got a couple of guys that are just not going to be in New York this weekend, so we're going to have to move this game till Tuesday.
Yeah.
So has he played in one game yet?
Yeah. He's played in a couple games.
One or two out of five?
Played or attended?
Yeah, like which?
No, he's played. Okay. He's played in either 2 or 3. I'm not 100% sure.
2.5.
I'm pretty sure he's played in 3.
Well, I mean,
that is Hall of Fame numbers in baseball if he made 2 or 3 out of 5.
Games, though. Attended games. Right?
So, yeah, I think we've attended 3. He's actually played in 2.
It's a long season, man.
Hey, he's on a 4-day contract, man.
Saturday is the last game. Like, their season really is April to May. So Saturday, tomorrow is the last game. I'm on snack duty.
Love it.
I actually just pulled up the team roster to count how many kids I got to get snacks for because, you know, I didn't do that ahead of time. So I'm picking up snacks tomorrow.
They put you on snack duty after you showed you didn't know who the field was? That's risky.
I signed up prior to the season starting, Maurice.
Okay, my bad.
Bart has dugout duty, so he's going to be corralling all the kids and getting them lined up for, like, you know, the batting order. Everybody gets to bat. Everybody gets to run the base. There are no outs. There are no runs. This is small ball, y'all. They're freaking 4, as I've come to learn. But I don't want to have a repeat of last weekend where we got up, we get them in his uniform,
We get all his crap. I mean, his baseball gear. We get him in the car. We drive over there. We find a parking spot. We get to the field, and he refuses to play. I mean, I even bribed him with breakfast ice cream to get him into his uniform out the door and get him to the field. So I'm like, how are we going to make sure that he gets on the field and he actually plays? But I think I figured it out.
Okay.
The word dinger. So he thinks the word dinger is hilarious. And I just learned this yesterday. All right. So he watched an episode of Blippi about mailing letters. So he got really fixated on mailing a letter to Rhett and Reese, who live next door. So
I think Blue's Clues started this a while ago. Probably. The mail, okay.
Probably. But so we wrote letters. We addressed the envelopes. We walked outside to Rhett and Reese's house and put it into the mailbox because, you know, he wanted to send mail. He wanted to use a stamp. I'm cheap. I refuse to put a stamp on it. We're not going to waste stamps. But across the street, there's Emily and Josh playing baseball, right? Emily's catching. Josh is practicing his pitching. So we go over there. And their dad, Brian, is out there. And I was telling Brian, and all of Brian's kids play sports. They're awesome. And I was telling Brian, I was like, yeah. So we went to Jimmy's game last Saturday, and he refused to play. And so Brian starts talking to Jimmy. He's like, Jimmy, come on, man. You got to get out there and you got to hit a dinger. And Jimmy goes, dinger. So I think the way I can get him out on the field is by enticing him with a dinger.
So if you say, hey, if you get out, you can't hit a dinger unless you're out there.
That's a fact.
And it's the little things. So, and they're getting ice cream after the game because, you know, it's the end of season. The game ball hasn't been enough. He's wanted a game ball. He's been upset he hasn't got a game ball. And I'm like, listen, Podge, you ain't going to get a game ball if you don't get your butt out there and play. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to happen. And we're supposed to be happy for our friends when they do get the game balls, right? So game ball hasn't been enticing enough all season. I'm thinking the word dinger is going to get him out there and on the field on Saturday.
Okay.
That's my mission, just to get him out there.
All right. Cup of ice cream.
Yes.
The old dinger.
So that's, I
got you. Yeah. All right. I need some motivation here also because we both have kids and we're both in different phases of our lives. Mm-hmm. But still, nonetheless, parenting conflicts are parenting conflicts. Right. So I'm having one with my 17-year-old right now who I believe today is his last day of high school.
Oh, wow. You believe today's the last day?
See, this Friday or next Friday. Okay. But I think it's today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's today because they had their senior prank last night.
Oh, there you go.
So it's today. But either way, right? My kid's not impressed with me. He's like any other kid. Doesn't care that his dad's on radio. Doesn't care that his dad's billboard is up in the airport. Doesn't care. I told you guys a couple of days ago that Atlanta United came to me and said, hey, we want you to be the one that officially hits the spike before our game. Now, if you're in Atlanta, you know that's a tremendous honor. I mean, Ron Howard has done it. Big Boy has done it. Arthur Blank has done it. T.I. has done it. Big celebrities, and they've asked me to do it, right? So it's supposed to be on the 17th, but they hit me up in the beginning of the week, and they're like, hey, we have an opening this weekend. If you wanted to do it this weekend, you could do it this weekend. And I'm like, oh, I have Hollis this weekend. Hollis's life is about soccer. It'll give us a chance to hang out with each other, right? And he'll be proud of his dad. He can bring a couple of his friends to the game. They give me a field suite that I can invite some people to. So I go to him and I tell him about it. And he says, Dad, sorry about that, but I'm going to the Jasper Rodeo.
The what now?
The Jasper Rodeo?
Yeah, the Jasper Rodeo. Jasper's about, 45 to an hour outside of Atlanta. And I guess in Jasper, they have a big rodeo, and he is going up there with a bunch of his friends, so he doesn't want to cancel on them.
Okay.
Got an opportunity to hit the spike in front of, what is it, 45,000 people or something there? Yeah. I could have done it, so I put Atlanta United off, and I'm like, hey, let me check. And then when he said no, my motivation was out the window to change everything else on my schedule this week. But he's going to the Jasper Rodeo.
Yeah, it's the Pickens County Stampede at the Jeep Fest location, baby.
On a scale of 1 to 10, on deep on the inside, how much did that piss you off?
2. You mean 10 being the worst?
Yes.
Oh, 9.5. Yeah. 9.5. And because I thought about it while I was in my truck going to his soccer game, which was an hour and a half away, stuck in Atlanta traffic. And I believe all healthy relationships, especially parenting, are all based on a scorecard. So I'm thinking, man, if this was a baseball season, I'd be 158 and he would be 158-2. And he would have 2 wins and 158 losses. It's not even close. All right, but I'll let it go. Okay, you already have plans. That's fine. You don't want to hang out with your old man. But if you have, like, teens, you know, you get to a point where you're desperate to hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're desperate to hang out with their friends before they go off to college, the parents are desperate to hang out with their kids before they go to college also. So he set on going to the Jasper Rodeo. However, thought I'd throw this one at him this weekend also, because it's just the freaking Jasper Rodeo for Christ. So I checked the Padres schedule this weekend, and he and I are big Padres fans. I kind of raised him because I'm from San Diego. He's just sort of adopted my team. So when we do get time together now, it's mostly watching the pods. I've told you guys before, we watch together, we catch up, spend some time together, right? So I noticed that the Padres are in Pittsburgh this weekend. It's an hour and a half flight, if that, from Atlanta. So I had the idea this morning. Hey, man, I know you got that rodeo thing that you're supposed to be doing, but we got an opportunity to go to a city you've never been in before and watch the Padres in Pittsburgh. What do you think about us going? So before he can hit me back, right?
Mm-hmm. Can we guess what he chose?
Yeah, well, don't choose yet because you don't have all the info just yet.
Okay.
So I didn't want to put the full-on full-court guilt press on him, but I wanted to let him know how I felt about it. So before he could respond back, I hit him back and I said, I never want to force you into hanging with me. Stacey and I have a very hardcore policy about this when it comes to our kids. We're not telling them they have to go with us to do things. It's their choice. I really wanted to, though. I really wanted to. So I never want to force you in hanging with me. And I know you're trying to get as much time with your friends as possible before graduation. But I feel the same way about spending time with you before you head off to UNG. I'd really like to do 24 hours one-on-one with you in a city you've never been to watching our favorite team. Your call, just my thoughts. I'll be good either way. He's going to Jasper.
Yeah.
He says, it's way too late, Dad. All my friends are counting on me to go to the rodeo. So
his loyalty is admirable.
His loyalty to his friends is admirable. Oh, and Jasper put on a great show for him this week.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
A popular kids TV star says his life fell apart after he left the show until he listened to some advice from said kids show. But before we get into that, I want to play this clip from Benny Blanco where he's talking about his first kiss with this lady, Selena Gomez, who he's engaged to. Now, when you look at Benny Blanco, he's the type of guy you think you would get a strange rash from. And that's exactly what happened to Selena Gomez when she had her first kiss with her fiance, Benny Blanco.
I just looked at her and I said, oh, I gotta kiss this girl. and I kissed her right away. And the
good
can
kiss?
Can I say something?
Sure. It's about my bad breath.
Right away, she was like, her like heart started beating so quickly and she started getting a rash on her face. And she was so nervous because she hadn't, you know,
she wasn't allergic to you.
She was, I was so disgusting and repulsive. She was so nervous and I hadn't
liked anyone in a very long time. So some kisses are for fun. And then when you feel something behind a kiss, it's completely different.
It's so cute, especially a big star like Selena Gomez getting so nervous to kiss someone. Like, you wouldn't expect that from somebody who's played arenas or stadiums and, you know, whose best friend is Taylor Swift. But, yeah, she got so little, that little pitter-patter that her face started breaking out in a rash. All right, Steve Burns, who was the star for a while of the hit TV show Blue's Clues, says that he had to take some advice from this kid show that he ran for about 6 years. Now, when you think of the kid shows that are popular today, Blue is the big one. But back in my day, Blue's Clues was the reigning blue champion.
Now, this was the original, right? This wasn't the one where he goes off to college and his cousin or whatever it is starts filling in on Blue's Clues.
So this is the original. Okay. Steve from Blue's Clues was the OG. And I remember, like, my five-year-old heart was devastated when Steve, quote unquote, had to go to college or whatever. And then they replaced him with Joe, who took it over. And it was just never the same after
Wasn't he like a family member or something like that? Yeah, they were trying to push it on you.
Yeah, it was like a brother or a cousin or whatever. And they're like, bye, see you never, Steve. So Steve ends up leaving the show. And he revealed on Rainn Wilson's podcast that he actually got super depressed after leaving the show. And after he quit exited Blue's Clues, there, I guess, were a bunch of rumors circulating that he was dead. And he was like, that's like the worst thing that you can hear while you're depressed.
I forgot about that rumor that circulated.
Mm-hmm. It was this big rumor that hit the internet. So he says when you hear that for 5 or 10 years, you start to think that that's what the public perception wants, even if it's not true. Mm-hmm. So he said for like 10 years, he would just sit in his house in Brooklyn and just watch Mythbusters and eat pad thai. But then he had to look back on some of the lessons that he learned on Blue's Clues. And he said, on that show, I would sit in that big red chair, and every single week he would look someone in the eye and ask, will you help me? And he said, it wasn't until I did that in my life, in my real life, that things changed.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
You should.
Oh, he's great.
He really is great. He has become sort of a younger Bob Ross, almost. Not in like painting or anything like that, but when there are really serious things going on in the world, he will post, and he does it in such a
kind and empathetic way.
So kind and so empathetic, and you could really feel it. Like, he's just letting the world know it's going to be all right. And it's not words. You can really feel it from his soul. It's a great follow. He's really good.
Yeah, he has some kind of gift. And I actually reached out to thank him because I came across a TikTok of his, and it was kind of when he was coming back onto the like social media scene. And it was outside. I remember he was in a field and he walked up to like a paddock fence. He's like, how are you doing? And then he just leaned against it and it was silence on the video. And he's just like, yeah. And like silence. So he's having a conversation with every millennial who's an adult now. And the comments were full of people crying. Thank you for hearing me. Like, he was the therapist our generation needed and we didn't even know it. And now he's back and he's picking that role up again on social media. And like, the millennials who grew up with him are like, we needed somebody to hear us. Things suck right now. And he's kind of become that figurehead.
Well, there's so many lonely people on the internet that sometimes just do not have that person to talk to. So I don't think people understand how much that means to people who feel like they have no one to call or reach out to when things get really tough. And actually, it's weird. Ever since I talked about my ChatGPT therapist moment on the show, so many people have reached out to me and said, ever since you said that you talk to ChatGPT when you need someone, I've been doing the same thing. And it's been, it's like interesting how, you know, something's not real. Like, you know, Steve's not really listening to you, but the fact that you can cosplay that somebody is somehow makes life feel a little bit less scary and lonely.
So my girlfriend Amanda listened to your advice also.
Shut up.
And yeah, she's got a best friend on ChatGPT now, and she talks to him just about every day.
Are you kidding? And this is the one that also talks to God every day.
Yes.
God and ChatGPT. Yes. Same level. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Remember when I was a little confused a couple of minutes ago if my kid's last day of high school was this Friday or next Friday, and then I corrected myself and I said, oh, it's today, because he had his senior prank night last night. So I was starting to question myself, so I hit my son up, Hollis, and I said, today's last day of school, right? And he wrote back, yeah, we already got in a ton of trouble. And I wrote back, yellow or red. So we have this, I've told him, like, in high school, it's okay to get yellow cards, all right? In soccer, a yellow card means, like, you get, they warn you, but a red card is, like, you are kicked out of the game. And I've explained to him that in life, it's all right. You know what, dude? You're a teen. You're going to make mistakes. Let's just keep it to yellow cards, right? Just stay away from red cards. DUIs.
Pregnancy.
Red. So red. The reddest of cards. So he wrote yellow, and I wrote, okay, what happened? And I don't know what happened yet. All I know is that he's been texting for a very long time. So I'm getting that bubbly thing.
Oh, wow. No.
So I'm just not quite sure just yet what happened.
Does it have to do with the senior prank they pulled last night?
I don't know. He's still writing.
It is 9:30 in the morning. They ain't waste no time.
No, man.
Did you guys do senior pranks?
I didn't. No.
We had a senior advisor, and we went to his house, and we put all his patio furniture on his roof.
No.
That's great.
Wow. We literally set up his patio on top of his house.
Was it the kind of teacher that you knew would be cool about it?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
We did a day of prank, and I feel like this might be a tradition for some schools, but when you walk across the stage, obviously you shake the principal's hand. So each of us, I forget if we went with pennies or gummy bears, had one in our hand that we gave him. So every student was giving him these tiny things to hold, and he didn't have anywhere to put them down. It was kind of a lame prank, but it's funny watching him struggle on stage when everyone knew what was going on.
No, you're right. That is lame.
Listen, we were goody two-shoes. Okay, what do you expect?
All right, so Kristen gave us a homework assignment yesterday based on the hot water, the tension that is going down with our producer Mikey and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I found it fascinating that Mikey and his girlfriend apparently more than once have sat there and gone through his Instagram account and have gone through his follow list. So not who's following him, but who Mikey has chosen to follow. And there have been some people that have gotten, they made the cut list. So upon hearing that, I know my husband has never gone through my follow list, nor have I gone through his. So I told everybody here on the show, if you have a significant other, ask them to go through the list of people you follow and see if there are any problematic accounts on there that they are not happy about.
This whole conversation, I felt like I was so out of the loop on. I mean, I think this is more towards Abby's generation than anything else, because I told you guys yesterday, not for one second have I don't check my people that are following me, and I have certainly never checked who is following or who Amanda is following.
It's who you're following, and that's the first thing I do when I get a guy's Instagram.
Really?
I think it's very telling of their character. Like, who are you looking at when you're constantly scrolling through your Instagram? Are you feeding your mind a lot of unrealistic body expectations that I can't live up to, or do you just follow like Gronk?
I think my lady definitely pays attention to who I follow, and I think she pretty much knows all of them, because I don't follow a lot of people. It's only like 100 and some people. So if I go up by one or two, like, she notices that much.
She does.
Yeah, I don't know who she follows, so much so because I don't even follow her. So I don't care. There's no way for me to know.
So as Mikey was telling us this yesterday, you guys had shockingly strong opinions on Facebook about it. Shannon Ray Raider says, she thinks you're cheating. And there might be a discrepancy in some of these age comments also. Like, I think if it's on TikTok, then these comments are probably different than they are on Facebook.
No, I don't think the she thinks you're cheating thing is out of line. I think the behavior comes from a place of insecurity, not like she thinks that Mikey's cheating on her, but like, what if he is going to cheat? Who would it be? I want to keep it on top, or I want to be on top of things so that I know that if I feel like something's off of my gut, I have a running list of women who I can accuse.
Nate Whitehead says, holy crap, Mikey, your nuts needs to drop, buddy. Why are you entertaining this insanity? And a whole bunch of question marks. Lori Goddard says, sounds an awful lot like she dated a man who cheated through Instagram. It's one thing when following a model, but when it's a real woman he knows in real life, that's when it gets sketchy. Some men who have cheated or met women this way make their girl feel like they're overreacting when the person is messing around. Yes, she should work on her insecurity, but sounds like she's been wronged. And then Kelly Mask says the insecurity should hurt. Instead of trying to make you feel embarrassed about who you follow, she should be embarrassed about how ridiculous this all is. This kind of childish jealousy is exhausting. Again, I think that's somebody my age.
Maybe it's childish because, you know, they're 22. Like, yeah. That's how you act right. When you're 22.
Right. So again, your homework assignment here?
Yeah, so have ask our significant others to go through our follow list and see if there's anybody on there that they find irksome or they don't understand why we follow or they think is a problematic account.
So I'll go first because mine's pretty anticlimactic. I asked Amanda to do this homework assignment and she did. And she said, I honestly don't have a problem with any of them. I can tell you, I can tell why you follow all of them. The only one I couldn't figure out was the very last one, ironically, Angie Tesmer, just because she's private and doesn't have a bio, so I can't tell why you follow her. Otherwise, they all make sense to me. And then she writes in a separate one, and Darian Billington has no post and sounds like a cover name for an escort, or you have a secret male lover. So I wasn't sure who Angie Tesmer was either, so I looked it up. And Angie Tesmer used to be a friend of mine back in the day named Angie Littlefield, who I have kept in contact with for 30 years. It's just on and off, checking in with her family. She sees my stuff. Yeah, she was the girl. She was the woman that I was telling you guys about a couple of weeks ago that was coming into town. And I said, I just don't have time because I just didn't want to create. There was nothing really between us when we were younger, but I just didn't want to create anything. So that was her. And I don't know who Darian Bellington is. I looked at his account. I have no idea who that dude is and don't know why I'm following him. And he's not an escort or a secret male lover, I can assure you that. What do you got?
Mine was very anticlimactic, too. I asked her to go through my followers, and like I said, she said, oh, I don't have to. She's been there before.
I've been monitoring.
Yeah. She's very well aware of who I follow. But she said, no, the only time I ever had a problem was when you were following your ex, and I don't follow her anymore. Mm-hmm. So she was like, that's all I really ever cared about.
Okay, so let's stay there for just one second. If it is an ex, why would you continue to follow?
I was only following my exes. I didn't know. It was like, I didn't at that time, like I'll look at my followers once every probably 4 months.
Yeah.
Just because I'm petty like that. And I don't want to follow anybody that's not following me back.
Right.
But outside of that, I never look. Like I didn't even remember that I was following her until she brought it up. And when she brought it up, I just unfollowed her. That was the end of it.
Yeah. Like her stuff wasn't popping up in your feed or you didn't see her in your Insta stories. So.
I don't know if it's just my Instagram. I don't see like hardly anyone I follow pop up on my feed. I'll see like maybe two people that I actually follow pop up. I never see anybody else's content. So I never really see it. Plus, I don't go on Instagram often at all. I go on there to create content and to post content, but not really to look.
And I'm assuming this is a non-factor in your house with Bart.
This is also going to be very anticlimactic.
Is this the first time Bart's ever heard of Instagram?
He's on Instagram. He doesn't post anything, but he's on there. And he's the best liker you can ever find. He's the greatest cheerleader for Bert's big adventure. So, he had no time for my shenanigans. Yep. He was very tired and had been working at the condo all day. So I'm going to go ahead and call myself out. But ladies, if you're looking for a fun follow.
Or the wood guy?
Yeah, well, ladies.
That can mean a lot of things.
Sure can.
It's Darian What's-His-Face.
Or any of our gay listeners, you're going to love these recs. So there is at the Donut Daddy, and you spell donut, D-O-N-U-T. This guy is very sensual whenever he is cooking or baking, and he likes to smack things.
Okay, so he's not.
And lick things.
Oh, so he's not putting.
No.
Amount of donuts.
No.
That's what your brain went?
Well, because that was a thing. In that you would put as many donuts as you can, it would indicate
We're not doing that. He's actually a very accomplished chef.
Okay.
Then you have Bradley.Thor. That's the guy that likes to chop wood. He is a very good follow. And then at John Dretto, J-O-N-D-R-E-T-T-O. He's got long hair, lots of tattoos, and he plays the guitar like a fiend, and he's very pretty.
All right, we might have drama here. Hold on 1 second. I'm stopping the music. Good morning, April. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, just, so I had a question. I mean, either any one of you is good to answer, but I kind of wanted Mo's opinion on it. So I had an ex who followed a bunch of Instagram models. Like a ton.
Yeah.
And, I did have a problem with it. Is that wrong? Or
is it wrong that you had a problem with?
I mean, they were all like bathing suit models and everything, and he was looking at them daily, and I wasn't okay with that.
Yeah, okay. Hold on 1 sec for us, only because we're out of time in this segment. But if you hold on or you give us your number, we'll call you right back. And then I think we're going to have pretty strong opinions about this.
Yeah, I'm on the Donut Daddy page, so I'm also going to need a minute.
The Bird Show.
All right, real quickly here, April. Let's just get a couple more details before we give our strong opinions on this. So you've got a boyfriend. How old are you? How old is he? Are you following any Instagram models, or is it just him? And these are strictly like fitness model type deals?
Mid-30s. I don't follow anyone.
Okay.
I don't know. Just my friends. I don't follow anyone famous or any influencers or anything. But he's following... it's an ex-boyfriend.
It's an ex-boyfriend.
And is the reason why you guys are ex... Did you break up with him because of who he was following on Instagram and you're wondering if you overreacted?
Is this Kristen?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
No, that's not the reason. I do want to know if I was wrong. It's not the reason we broke up. There was many, many reasons. It's one of the reasons.
Got you.
Okay. How old are you and how old is he?
Mid-30s.
They're in their mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Yeah, I know.
This feels very, like, younger 20s to me. It would be offensive. It's freaking offensive and disrespectful.
Well, my take is this. I don't think it's a situation where it's a right or wrong thing, personally. I just think it's just a principle thing. It's a what works for you thing. I think there are people in life who, I know a lot of men who enjoy following models. They enjoy looking at women. They may go to strip clubs. That it's just their thing. For whatever reason, they do it. Just like I know there are women who might enjoy Donut Daddy or whomever. That's their thing.
The Donut Daddy.
Pardon me. Let me make sure I get it right.
Respect on his name.
If I were in a situation where I was dating a woman and she enjoyed looking at men, half-naked men all the time, I wouldn't necessarily care. I mean, I do think it comes from insecurity, but that's okay because we all have insecurities. My issue, though, wouldn't be the fact that she looks at it or that she enjoys it. That's her thing. My issue would be, why, if I, as your partner, come to you and say that it disturbs me or it makes me uncomfortable, you would prefer to continue to do it as opposed to just putting that to the side in order to please your partner. That's where my issue would lie. And if your principles are to keep looking at half-naked men because that's more important than keeping me in your life, then that's the reason I would feel it's time for me to move on and find a different partner.
I think that's a reasonable response. If I was in this situation, it wouldn't necessarily bother me as much if we met and prior to us dating, he had a list of models that he followed. Like, if I see a hot guy in a movie, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, I'm gonna follow that man so I can look at him. But if you start following people after we get together, to me, there feels like there's some kind of not intention or emotional cheating that's happening there, but it does kind of feel like if you're in a relationship with someone, it does feel a little bit like you're stepping out on them digitally.
How do you feel?
If I was following, I think that Amanda would have every reason to feel disrespected. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Yep. Feel the same way?
Yeah. And okay. I feel if your partner comes to you, as long as it's not like controlling, I mean, I feel like sometimes I could be perceived as controlling. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't follow this person on social media. Especially if a man told that to a woman, we'd be like, what right does that dude have to say that? But if it bothers you, you should be able to voice that, and your partner should hear you and respect the wishes.
All right, Kristen, we only have a couple of seconds here, but I want you to give another promote the big old party on Sunday before we get out of here.
Pano period party going down this Sunday at Chateau Alon, kicks off at 2. It's all to benefit Helping Mamas. We are collecting period products for women, girls, and menstruators in need. Please join us to put period kits together and maybe have a glass of wine or two.
The Burt Show.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save